大家早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们刚才听的诗歌讲到基督的复活。
The song we just sang talked about the resurrection of Christ.
如果你只是第一次听见基督的复活
，If it's the first time you hear about the resurrection，
你可能思想中有很多的问号。
Perhaps you've got a lot of questions.
一个，你可能说基督是谁
？You may ask who's Christ.
第一个问题，你会问复活到底是什么意思
？You may also ask what is the meaning of resurrection.
因为这个世界里面从来没听见复活这件事情。
Because something so alien that's never heard of in this world.
我们可以天天可以听见人去世。
We hear about people passing every day.
但你实在听不见说有人复活。
But you never hear of anyone rising from the dead.
但盼望今天的信息能够帮助你。
So I hope the message today will be helpful to you.
来明白谁是基督。
To help you to understand who Christ is.
他为什么又复活
？Why would he rise from the dead?
为谁复活
？And who for whom did he rise from the dead?
所以今天我们给你们分享的题目。
So the topic today.
乃是从彼得后书三章九节。
It's from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
我们一起来读这一节经文。
Shall we read the verse together?
彼得后书三章九节。
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
我们一起读。中文、英文都可以。
Chinese or English.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人存沦，乃愿人人都悔改。今天的题目是不愿有一人存沦。
The topic today is not one will perish.
当你听见这个题目的时候
When you hear of this topic,
你可能也有一个问号
Perhaps you also ask,
他说这个不愿一人我明白
I can understand why God is willing
但沉沦是什么意思
But what is meant by perishing
而且接下去的那一句圣经又说乃愿人人都悔改
And it also says that God wants all to be saved
悔改是什么意思
What is meant by repentance?
盼望今天靠主的恩典
I hope today by God's grace
你能够明白什么是沉沦
You can understand what's meant by perishing
也知道为什么要悔改
And you know the reason for you to repent
我们先低头有一点祷告
Let's bow and pray
我们在天上的父
Our Father in heaven
我们的救主耶稣基督啊
Our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ
我们感谢你赐给我们这样的一个宝贵的机会
We thank you for such a precious opportunity
能够一起来到你的面前
That we can be gathered together
因为主我们知道
Because Lord we know that
你实在有太多的话要对我们说
You have much to tell us
你有太多的爱要向我们显明
You have much love to show us
因为你爱在座的每个人
Because you love each one of us
你也愿意他们每个人
And you are willing
得到你上好的福分
For us all to receive your best grace.
因为你来有一个目的。
Because you came for a purpose.
要将我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
You have to save us from sins.
不至于灭亡和沉沦。
That we shall not perish.
而因着我们的悔改接受你。
And because of repentance and turning and accepting you.
你要赐给我们永远的生命。
That you receive and you give eternal life to us.
享受与神同住的生命。
That we can enjoy the presence with God forever.
我们在你面前谦卑
We are humble before you, Lord.
将我们自己交在你的手中
We commit ourselves to you.
求主耶稣你帮助我们
May you, Lord Jesus, help us.
帮助我们能够明白你的话
Help us to understand your word.
帮助我们来接受你
Help us to accept you.
祷告祈求奉靠主耶稣基督的名
And pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才说到沉沦
I talked about perishing.
可能很多人不知道沉沦是什么意思
Perhaps not many know the definition of it.
当时我做事用说死亡。
If I say death,
你可能就理解了。
You may be able to understand.
因为我们知道，人凡出生的人。
Because we know that all that's born on earth.
有一天都要面对死亡。
Will die one day.
而且每个面对死亡的人。
And everyone facing death.
都会害怕。
Could be fearful.
还会慌张。
Or upset.
因为他们不知道自己要去哪里。
Because they don't know where they are going.
那沉沦的意思呢？
What's about perishing?
是永远的死亡。
It's to be lost forever.
所以我们看圣经，第一处圣经的时候，我们看又看的是人为什么会沉沦。
So we have to ask, why would men die or perish?
圣经有没有一个答案告诉我们？
Does the Bible tell us?
今天人为什么会死？
Why would we die?
我们知道生老病死。
We know that we are born, will be sick, and age, and die.
都是我们人生中所经历的。
And this is what we will experience throughout the lifetime.
生是我们的开始。
We begin by being born.
死像是我们的终点。
And end by death.
那在罗马书圣经里面的罗马书第五章。
In the book of Romans, chapter 5.
神给了我们这样的一句话。
God has told us.
在罗马书五章十二节
In Romans book chapter 5 verse 12
他说这就如罪是从一人入了世界死又是从罪来的一是死就临到众人因为众人都犯了罪
Just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin and so death spread to all men because all sinned
这节圣经告诉我们一个事实
This verse is telling us one thing
他跟我讲到有两点
Two points
一点是罪
One is concerning sin
一个是死
And death
他也告诉我们罪跟死的关系
It's telling us the relationship between sin and death
所以圣经是怎么讲呢
So what does it say in this verse
从罪来到世上
As sin came into the world
死亡就临到众人
Death came through sin
为什么呢
Why?
因为罪的工价就是死
Because the penalty of sin is death
有罪有死
Because there is sin, there is death
无罪免死
Without sin, there's no death
所以我们知道人人都有一死
And we all know that all will die
这个我们都同意
And we agree on this
但是圣经还告诉我们
But the Bible is also telling us
死后还有审判
After death, there will be judgment
那你就问了
And you may ask,
不是死了就一了百了吗
Don't we die and be normal?
今天在这个世界
Now on earth,
你如果犯了很大的罪罪案
And you've committed a lot of crimes,
抢劫、杀人、放火
You rob, you murder, you commit arson
如果死了
And then you die
法律就没有能力抓你了
And the law has nothing to do with you
好像一死就真的是完了
And you die, and you die.
因为是人。
Because that's from the human world.
人对死是没有能力。
Man has no power before death.
人到死的面前。
Man coming before death.
什么都做不了。
Could do nothing.
他们不能够阻止死亡的临到。
Man cannot prevent death.
死了之后的事情也没有能力去做什么。
And we can't do much when one dies.
我最近听到了一个非常不好的消息。
Recently, I heard of a bad news.
是我工作的一位同事。
That's a colleague at work.
他们是从印度来澳洲的。
They came from India.
一对年轻的夫妇。
A couple came from India.
是一对年轻的夫妇。
A young couple.
因为我是管理他们的。
Because I'm the supervisor.
所以我对他们了解多一点。
So I know more about them.
他们非常开心地来到澳洲这个国家。
They were glad when they came to Australia.
他们有一个新的开始。
They had a new beginning.
夫妇两个人都是搞技术的。
The young couple were in IT.
他们找到很好的工作。
They got a very good job.
非常的开心。
And they were so glad.
他们已经在这边啊、在这边住了三四年了。
They've been
起码有三四年了。
They've been residents here for three or four years.
他们已经存够了钱。
And they got enough money.
开始买房子。
To buy a house.
买了一个 unit.
They got an apartment.
之后呢，他们又有计划。
And then they planned.
好，我们又有孩子。
They planned for a child.
结果他太太就正式怀孕了。
And the wife was pregnant.
所以看起来他们的将来都很好。
So everything looked fine.
他有很多的计划。
He had very good plans ahead.
而且他这个太太就是我的同事。
And the wife is my colleague.
他的人也很好。
She was really good.
非常的安静。
Very nice and kind.
你看见她常常好像很开心一样。
And she looks happy most of the time.
因为她真的很开心、啊。
Because she was happy.
因为她怀孕了。
Because she was pregnant.
而且她孩子去年年底就出生了。
And the child was supposed to be born last year.
所以从去年十月份她就放假了。
So she was on maternity leave it last October onwards.
啊，真的生了一个孩子。
And the child was born.
但是。
But.
本来是非常非常喜乐的一个家庭。
It was a happy family.
这样的一个家庭。
Such a family.
从来不会想到死的事情的。
They've never thought of death.
因为今天科学这么发达。
Because in this modern world, medical advancement is so good.
好像只有早一点发现一些病。
If you discover an illness.
总是可以医治。
These are curable.
这是人今天的想法。
This is what we think today.
但是当这一次复活节假期完了之后
But after the Easter weekend
我回去上班
I returned to work
结果另外一个同事是他的朋友
Another colleague, her friend
跑过来告诉我一件事情
Was telling me
我看见他怎么好像很伤心的样子
I asked why are you so sad
我还本来说你这个假期过得好吗开心吗
Did you have a good holiday
我都不敢问了
I was supposed to ask that, but I didn't.
结果那个女同事就告诉我。
And the colleague said.
她说你知道 ，Anita 那个人吗
？Don't you know about Anita?
我说我知道啊，很好啊，她不是已经那个啊生了一个孩子吗
？I said, Oh yes, I do. They just had got a newborn.
她说她是是生了一个孩子。
Yes, indeed.
但是他们家中很大的不幸发生。
But something sad happened.
她的丈夫。
That her husband.
三十几岁。
In his 30s,
本来身体都很好的。
It was good and fine.
在复活节的这个假期。
But during the Easter weekend,
突然心脏病发作了。
He had a sudden heart attack.
他以为自己只是吃的太多，胃肠不好。
He thought it's indigestion.
去看医生。
And he saw the doctor.
医生也说，哦，那你胃肠不好，就开点药给你去吃。
And the GP said, okay, give you some medicine for digestion.
但他没想到。
But he didn't realize.
回到家的时候
On coming home.
他还没走出自己的车房
Before he left the garage.
他就摔倒在地上
He collapsed.
周围的邻居跑过去刚好有几个人在那里
And the neighbors were surrounding him.
发现他心脏病发作
Knew that it was a heart attack.
他们乖乖想要他做这个急救
They tried to first aid.
也打电话叫救护
And called for the ambulance.
那等到救护来了
But when the ambulance came,
他已经在那里去世了。
He expired.
孩子还没有到六个月。
The child was under 6 months old.
妻子单身一个人。
And the wife became a single mother.
你说苦不苦
？Wasn't it sad?
伤不伤心
Were they unhappy?
我听到的时候，我都又流泪了。
I dropped tears when I heard this.
因为我真的不能够想象他接下来怎么办。
Because I don't know what they will face.
本来是两个人有工作。
Because when they both working.
贷款买了房子。
They got a mortgage.
有了孩子。
They had a child.
现在剩下上单身的妈妈。
Now it's a single mom with a young child.
她怎么来面对这一切呢
？How could she face her future?
他们在这里也没有亲人。
They had no relatives here.
所以只能安排公司的女同事去安慰她。
So the colleague, a female colleague, was helping her.
但是我们作为公司，我们也不能够做什么。
And as workmates, we can't do much.
所以我只能为他祷告。
I'm going to pray for her.
在神的面前为他哭泣，说主啊，求你怜悯。
I can only cry to the Lord that Lord
have mercy. 求你怜悯这个
母亲，
这个孩子。
Have mercy on this mother and child.
让他们能够从你这里找到安慰。
That they can gain comfort from you.
所以你看见。
So you see.
真人真事。
These are real people.
一个美满的家庭
What a blessed,
从来没想到死亡的事情
They have no clue of death.
他们觉得三十几岁起码 多五十年、六十年吧。
They will expect another decade.
那个孩子长大了，成家了，他们可能有孙子了。
When the child grows up, they may have grandchildren.
在他们一切的打算安排里面。
When everything looked smooth.
从没有想到死亡葬礼的事情。
They could never anticipate death and a funeral.
所以这事情告诉我们了，什么呢？
So this is telling us one thing.
我们面对死亡没有任何的能力。
We are powerless before death.
我们不知道他什么时候就会找到我。
We don't know when death will befall us.
他来的时候，我们不知道怎么去面对啊。
And we don't know how to face death.
死已经这么可怕。
Death is terrible.
那死后的审判。
What about the judgment after death?
可不是更可怕吗？
Isn't it more horrible?
连死都逃避不了吗？
Death is inescapable.
我们看圣经怎么告诉我们。
Let's read from the Bible.
启示录第二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
我们看见神一早就知道人有自信的问题。
God knows what is facing us.
所以圣经一早就为我们预备了答案。
Therefore, the Bible has given us the answers.
启示录二十章，从十一节到十五节。
The book of Revelation, chapter 20, verses 11 to 15.
这里讲到一件人从来没有想过的事情。
One thing God is telling us is what people will not anticipate.
我读一下。
Let's read.
我先读中文。
Chinese verse.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座。以坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前。案卷展开了，并且另有余卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。于是海交出其中的死，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Then I saw a great white throne and him who was seated on it. From his presenceEarth and sky fled away, and no place was found in them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them.And they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done.
这里讲到很可怕的一件事情。
One thing terrible is mentioned here.
你看见这个审判是对什么人审判的呢？
Whom were judged?
这里讲的是什么？我又看见死了的人。
I saw the dead.
不是活着人啊。
Not the living.
你有没有想过这件事情怎么不是审判活人呢？而是审判死人呢？
Do you ever wonder why is the judgment not for the living but the dead?
而且无论大小都站在宝座前。
John saw the dead, great and small.
还有一个案卷打开了。
And the books was there.
你说怎么会有这个案卷？
What's the book?
这谁在写这个案件？
Who wrote the book?
这案件里面到底写什么？
What's the content of the books?
为什么又用这个案件来审判每一个人？
Why does God judge according to the books?
照着案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
They were judged by what was written in the books according to what they had done.
原来案件记载了我们所行的一切。
The books record what we have done.
有谁能够记载自己所行的一切呢？
Who can record what you have done?
今天年轻人都用 Facebook.
Now young people use Facebook.
他们好像把我做过的事情我把它打上去。
They put online what they have done.
可以告诉全世界。
To tell all the friends.
我做了什么。
What I'm doing or eating.
我生日我可以告诉全世界。
Oh, it's my birthday.
我放假我可以告诉全世界。
I'm on a holiday.
或者有些用 Twitter.
Now people use Twitter.
或者一下子就发上去很多很多消息告诉所有的人。
They put a lot of links.
但你能够说你把自己所行的都记下来了吗？
But can you write down all that you have done?
不可能的。
That's impossible.
就是这个国家它用这么强的电脑也不能够把人所做的一切记载下来。
Even in Australia, our country cannot record all that we have done.
虽然国家用了很多的方法。
Though Australia spends a lot of effort.
想要来记录你做过什么事情。
To record what you have done.
你没有想过你现在去坐火车坐 bus?
Have you ever thought of when you take the public transport?
你要用那个 OPPO card.
And you're using the OPPO card.
你知道现在政府知道我每天去哪里。
And the government knows where I go every day.
他可以知道我准时的。
They know that I'm punctual for work.
九点钟就从 Hershey 坐火车。
I'm punctual, I leave by 9,
到汤后就下车。
And I depart from town hall.
我什么时候坐 bus?
And are my records for the bus rides?
它都清清楚楚。
We're all clear.
你坐船也好。
Whether you take a ferry.
你坐飞机也好。
Or by plane.
你去到哪里。
Wherever you go.
都记录下来了。
All are recorded.
还有你看见路上很多的闭路电视。
Oh, there are so many CCTV.
你知道你过个马路都被记录下来吗？
When you cross the road.
你进个 shopping center， 它也记录下来了。
And even in the shopping center,
连你是买了西瓜，他也记录下来。
If you buy a watermelon, people know it.
所以你看，现在这国家也一直在记录你啊。
The country is also trying to tape you.
你害怕吗？
Are you afraid?
不怕。
No.
因为一切都不怕他们知道嘛，是不是？
I'm not afraid.
没有什么可以隐藏起来的。
There's nothing hideous.
但是这里有一个案卷，
But
却更全面的。
The books so detailed.
而且这个案卷不只是要知道你做了什么。
The books not only record what you have done,
还有照你所行的来审判你。
But that's the evidence for judgment.
是谁做这个案卷？
Who is doing the recording?
是神。
God himself.
圣经另外一处圣经告诉我们。
And the passage is telling us.
神赐给我们一个人一个良心。
God has given each one of us the conscience.
而这个良心的功能好像很特别。
And the function of the conscience is very special.
好像良心不用读书的。
As if our conscience doesn't need to be educated.
他就可以知道什么是对，什么是错。
And the conscience knows by instinct what is right.
什么可以去行，什么不可以去行。
What you can do, what you can't.
有些人一生好像觉得没有良心一样的。
Some people feel like they live without a conscience all their lives.
当到面对死亡。
But before death.
人生中的点点滴滴。
All the different things and bits and bits.
做过的一切错事。
Now, all the wrong things have done.
好像在他眼前放电影的看见了。
Will be replayed before the dying one.
你知不知道？
Don't you know that?
你的大脑也是在记录你所做的一切的。
Your brain is also recording.
连你说过的话。
Your words.
做过的事情。
Your actions.
你年幼的时候，你今天忘记了。
You may have forgotten what you've done in your childhood.
它还是存在那里的。
But your brain has recorded all this.
比这个世界的电脑还更厉害。
And the brain is more powerful than the computers.
所以我们看见，人死也逃避不了审判。
We know that even if you die, you cannot escape judgment.
但我们又问你一个问题。
But I have to ask you.
难道人的结局就是这样吗？
Is it the end or the destiny of all mankind?
如果知道神又照着我所行来审判我，
God is going to judge me.
我会很害怕。
Why am I afraid?
因为我知道在神的面前站不住。
I'm afraid because I know that I cannot stand before God.
太多我忘记的事。
So many things forgotten.
神都知道。
God knows all these.
神又照我所行来审判我。
And God will judge according to what I've done.
所以这里讲到。
So here it says.
若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
If anyone whose name is not in the book of life, they will be given up to the Hades and the lake of fire.
你说我不愿意沉沦下火湖。
Said I don't want to go to the lake of fire.
有没有办法逃避这个审判呢？
Is there a way out?
人是没办法了。
Man has no way out.
特别是死了的人有什么办法？
Especially the dead.
就像箴言书告诉我们。
Just like in the Proverbs.
一个人死了之后，他还能够理身后的事情吗？
When one dies, can you look after your funeral?
你可能是亿万富翁。
Maybe a billionaire.
那你死了之后，你能够管住你的孩子不败家吗？
Can you make sure that your son will not corrupt or spoil your fortune?
是不是？
No, you can't.
所以我们看见人是没有方法。
We know that men are helpless.
但我要告诉你。
But I have to tell you.
神有方法。
God can.
神能审判人。
God is able to judge.
神也能救人。
And is able to save.
所以我们刚才读到名字没有记在生命册上。
So we have read of those whose names are not in the book of life.
那如果你的名字是记在生命册上，
But if your name is recorded there,
你的结局会怎样？
What's your end?
不被扔在火湖里。
You won't be given up to the lake of fire.
为什么？
Why?
因为神造火湖地狱不是为人预备的。
Because God has not meant for the lake of fire and the Hades for human beings.
你说你怎么知道？
How do you know?
你怎么知道地狱神不是为人预备的？
How do you know that it's not meant for mankind?
我听这么多人讲说，犯罪的人要下地狱。
I've heard so often that the sinners will go to hell.
你怎么可以告诉我地狱不是为人预备的？
How do you know that the hell is not meant for man?
让耶稣告诉你。
Let Jesus tell you.
马太福音25章。
Matthew 25.
你可能读圣经的时候，有时就略过去了。
Matthew 25, maybe you omit this
passage. 但自己圣经太重要了。
But this verse is so important.
马太福音25章41节。
Verse 41.
马太福音25章41节。
Matthew 25, verse 41.
那耶稣告诉我们这样的话。
Jesus says,
他说你们这被咒诅的人离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。
Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
地狱为什么预备的？
For whom is the hell prepared?
是魔鬼和他的使者。
The devil and his angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
地狱不是为人预备的。
It's not for you and I.
但人今天为什么会去那里？
But why would men go to hell?
因为人有罪。
Because men have sinned.
人会死。
And will die.
人死后还要按着他的行为受审判。
And after death there will be judgment.
但神的心意是什么呢？
But what is in the heart of God?
今天我们主题的经文。
The topic that we share
告诉我们
is telling us
神不愿有一人沉沦。
God is not willing for one to perish.
一人
not even one.
你我
not you or I.
他
or him or her.
包括每一个人
any one of us.
神都不愿意你沉沦。
God is not willing for any one of us to perish.
因为创世纪的圣经告诉我们，
Because in Genesis it says,
神造人的时候，
When God created man,
乃是造了自己的形象和样式造人的。
We were created in his image and likeness.
所以人一造出来就像神。
So when men and women were made,
人的身上可以彰显出神的荣耀来。
We are meant to manifest God's glory.
而且人还为人预备了个永远的去处。
And God has prepared eternal home for mankind.
在启示录21章。
In Revelation chapter 21.
圣经又告诉我们这样的一段话。
The Bible is also telling us.
启示录21章。
Revelation 21.
三节到第四节。
Verses 3 to 4.
这里说到，我听见有大声音从宝座出来。看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他又与人同住， 他们又做他的子民，神又亲自与他们同在，做他们的神，神又擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Revelation chapter 21 verses 3 and 4. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things had passed away.
感谢神啊！
Praise the Lord.
这里刚才我们读到什么？
What have we read?
不再有死亡。
There's no more death.
神还应许什么？
What has God promised?
神又与我们同在。
God will dwell among men.
亲自与我们住在一起。
He will dwell with them.
他又做我们的神。
And he will be our God.
我们又做他的子民。
Will be his people.
这是神造人的目的。
This is the purpose God has.
好像今天的父母生孩子。
Just like we parents.
当然就生孩子跟父母在一起了。
Parents will want a child or
the children. 孩子生下来，爸爸妈妈预备太多的。
The parents have prepared much for them.
太多的好东西给他了。
There's so many good things for the children.
连他的将来都已经打算好了。
The parents will have planned a good future for them.
神是我们的天父。
Our God is our heavenly Father.
他同样也为我们做了预备。
Likewise, has prepared for us.
他造人。又叫人与他同住。
Has created men so that we can dwell with him.
今天我们所经历死亡、悲哀、哭号、疼痛。
Now on this earth we know pain and sufferings, we know death and mourning.
神说一切都要过去了。
Because it's all these things will pass away.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们的神太好了。
Our God is so good.
那么这么大的福气，你怎么能够得到呢？
How can you receive such a great blessing?
刚才告诉你，
I just mentioned,
案子定命，人人都有一死，死后却有审判。
All will die, and after death there'll be judgment.
受审判的人怎么可以得到这样的福气呢？
People facing judgment, how can they be blessed?
因为受审判的都落在地狱火里了。
Those blessed will go to hell.
那怎么办？
What shall we do?
人没有办法。
Men are helpless.
神有办法。
But God is able to save.
神为我们做了一个完美的预备。
God has prepared something wonderful for us.
在提摩太后前书。
In 1 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
从四节到五节。
Verses 4 and 5. 4 to 6.
提摩太前书第二章。
1 Timothy.
从四节到六节
Chapter 2 verses 4 to 6
Now 圣经告诉我们
The Bible is telling us
他说神愿意望人得救明白真道因为只有一位神在神与人中间只有一位中保乃是降世为人的基督耶稣他使自己做望人的赎价到了时候自是必证明出来。
This is good and this is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ.
与神同在是在天上。
To be with God forever is going to happen in heaven.
沉沦是在地狱里。
If one perishes, he goes to hell.
天地这么远。
Between the heaven and hell.
怎么能够把它给连起来呢？
How can it be linked?
怎么能够使到应该下地狱的人？
How can you make those who are doomed to hell?
上天堂呢？
Go to heaven instead.
谁能够做这件事情？
Who can do that?
就罪人跟神和好。
The sinners be reconciled to God.
是罪人与神和平。
The sinners can be at peace with God.
这里告诉我们。
It says here.
有一位神。
There is a God.
有一位中保。
And a mediator.
基督耶稣。
Christ Jesus is the mediator.
他站在神与人的中间。
He stands between God and man.
他来到世上。
He came to earth.
只有一个目的。
With one purpose.
将该下地狱的人。
That he will take those who are doomed to hell.
救到天堂去。
And deliver them to heaven.
他怎么做到呢？
How did he accomplish that?
这里告诉我们。
It says here.
降世为人的基督耶稣。
Jesus Christ that came to earth.
他使自己做万人的赎价。
And became the redemption for all men.
怎么理解呢？
How do you understand this?
或者我们可以这样说。
Perhaps we can say in this way.
耶稣来。
Jesus came.
替你死。
And he died for you.
一命换一命。
And he paid his life for yours.
你的死他替你死。
He took your death.
你该受的审判他死。替你受审判。
He took your punishments.
你没有永远的生命。
You don't have eternal life initially.
他把永远的生命给你。
But he imparts eternal life to you.
你相信吗？
Do you believe that?
在罗马书第五章。
In the book of Romans, chapter 5.
你说神为什么要做这些事情呢？
You may ask, why would God do that?
耶稣基督为什么要这样做呢？
Why would Jesus do that?
他为什么要替我死呢？
Why would he die for me?
他为什么要跟我换命呢？
Why would he substitute for me?
罗马书第五章。
Romans, chapter 5.
然后从第六节到第九节。
Verses 6 to 9.
让神自己的话给我们答案。
Let the word of God answer our questions.
罗马书五章六节到九节。
The book of Romans, chapter 5, 6 to 9.
说到，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为义人死是少有的，为人人死，或者有敢做的。唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Romans chapter 5 verses 6 to 9. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one would scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God?
因为我们做仇敌的时候，借着神的儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更有因他的身得救了。不但如此，我们既借着主我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他与神为乐。
For if while we were enemies we reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
所以这是圣经告诉我们一个非常重要的一件事情。
This is an important message from the Bible.
也回答你的问题，说神为什么要救你。
And it answers your questions that why would Christ care to save me.
他告诉我们。
It says here.
神爱你。
God loves you.
神的爱怎么向你表明出来呢？
And how is it manifested?
他让自己的儿子耶稣基督来到世上。
That God gave his only son.
为罪人而死。
He sent him to earth and died for sinners.
直到你能跟神和好。
So that you can be reconciled to God.
免去神的愤怒的审判。
And you're spared from his wrath and punishment.
你相信吗？
Do you believe in that?
神为你预备了这么多。
God has prepared so much for you.
还有一处圣经告诉我们。
There's another passage in the Bible.
借着基督的死，他成就了什么
？That's telling us what's achieved or what's accomplished by the death of Christ.
彼得前书三章十八节。
1 John 3.
因为神的话自己讲得非常的清楚。
Because God's word so clear.
基督的死做了什么
？What has Christ accomplished by his death?
彼得前书三章十八节。
1 Peter 3:18.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦、受死，就是义的代替不义的。唯有引我们到神面前。
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he may bring us to God.
按着肉体说他被治死，按着灵性说他复活了。
Being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit.
所以圣经告诉我们非常清楚。
Therefore the Bible is clear.
主为我们死有一个目的。
That Jesus, our Lord, died for a purpose.
他是义人。
He's the righteous one.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
他替你死。
He's dying for you and I.
义的代替我们这些不义的。
The righteous for the unrighteous.
为什么呢
？Why?
又将我们引到神的面前。
They can bring us to God.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
本来一个受审判的人离神何等的远。
How far is one doomed for destruction from God?
现在因为耶稣基督替你死的缘故
，But because Christ Jesus has died for you,
他能够把你带到神的面前。
He can bring you back to God the Father.
因为神爱你
，Because God loves you.
他甚至将他独生子赐给你
，That He gave His only begotten Son for you.
就凡信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all that believes in Him will not perish, but have life eternal.
因为神的目的。
But this is the purpose of God.
那是佑你得永生。
It's for you to receive eternal life.
能永远的与神在一起。
That you can be with Him forever.
那既然神不愿意有一人沉沦
，Since God doesn't want one to perish.
你愿意沉沦吗
？Are you willing to face destruction and death?
神不愿意。
God doesn't want that.
你呢
？What about you?
你愿不愿意
？What about you？
你愿不愿意
？Do you want destruction？
没有人愿意的。
No one would want that。
我们看见审判地狱的这么可怕
，We've seen the horror，
死都逃避不了。
And death cannot escape judgment。
但是与神同在却这么的好。
And it's so good to be with God。
人人都愿意向美好。
All would desire good things。
没有一个人愿意沉沦的。
No one wants destruction.
那我们看见神已经为你预备了这么多。
God has prepared so much for you.
完美的救恩。
He has a perfect and complete salvation for you.
让他的儿子来代替你。
That his son took your place.
现在你又做什么
？Now what will you do?
你该怎么办
？What should you do?
神愿意你怎么办
？What?How is God willing for you to respond?
我们的主题经文说
The topic or the key verse we have today is
神愿意人人都悔改
God wants all to repent
悔改不容易啊
It's not easy
因为为什么当一个人像这样去的话
Because when you're going in one direction
你要把他给拉回来撞回来
When you have to turn one back
你试一试
Try
你开始像这样去
If you're driving and heading one way
跑到那边去
And you're running towards one direction
他说 Wrong way, go back
It says wrong way, go back
你能够自己转过来吗
Can you turn straight away
不行的
No
你有个 three point turn 才转过去了
You need to do a three point turn
所以圣经也告诉我们
So the Bible is telling us
神又悔改人的心又转向神
For repentance, one's heart has to turn to God
不容易的
It's not that simple.
不是说想转就转的
You cannot turn instantly.
因为如果转得太容易
Because if it's an easy turn
那么转回去也容易
You can turn back very easily also.
人悔改转向神不容易
Turning to God is not a simple thing.
因为你的悔改救不了你
Because it's not your repentance that saves.
是什么救才能救你呢？
What saves you?
刚才告诉你。
I've told you.
耶稣为罪人而死。
That Christ died for sinners.
是基督的死才能救你。
It's the death of Christ that saves.
你的悔改。
Your repentance.
只是承认耶稣为你而死。
It's to confess the death of sin, of Christ.
你的悔改做不了什么。
It's not your repentance that's helpful.
你的悔改只是接受神为你预备的。
Your repentance is just accepting God's work for you.
说神，你不愿意我沉沦。
You say, God, you don't want me to perish.
我也不愿意沉沦。
I don't want that either.
你为我预备了耶稣做我的救主。
You prepared Christ, your son, to be my savior.
我接受他做我的救主。
I accept him as my savior.
我承认他为我死。
I confess that he died for me.
我承认他为我复活。
And I confess his resurrection.
这是悔改。
This is repentance.
所以我们看见圣经是怎么说的。
So we read from the Bible.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章12-13节。
The Gospel of John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13.
约翰福音第一章12-13节。
The Gospel of John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13.
凡接待他的，就是耶稣的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
But to all who did receive him, that is Jesus Christ, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
圣经这里告诉我们什么呢？
What is the Bible telling us here?
他说，凡接待他的，
all that receive him.
那么接待是一件事情。
So to receive him is one thing.
谁做这件事情？
Who would receive him?
就是信他名的人。
That is those who believed in his name.
这是我们做的事情。
This is our part.
我们信他的名。
We believe in his name.
我们就是悔改。
This is repentance.
因为不悔改之前，我们不相信他。
Because before repentance, we won't believe in him.
我们也不承认他。
And we don't confess him.
我们连有没有神都不相信。
We also doubt the existence of God.
我们连天堂地狱也不相信。
And we don't believe in hell or heaven.
当我悔改的时候。
When the day when you repent.
我们知道只有一位神。
We know that there's only one God.
我们知道耶稣基督为我们死。
We know that Christ died for me.
但是这些圣经告诉我们。
And this verse is telling us.
如果只是人接待他，相信他的名是不够的。
It's not sufficient if men will receive him and believe in his name.
因为什么？
Why not?
因为你还问，你接待耶稣，相信他的名。
You may ask, I received Jesus, I've believed in his name.
他接不接受你啊？
But will he receive me?
就像今天，我们要去一个朋友家里。
Like today, you want to visit a friend.
非常高兴带着礼物去敲门。
You're happy and you bring a gift and you knock on the door.
你敲门你去是一件事情。
You go and you knock on the door.
但那个朋友开不开门让你进来是一件事情。
But with her open the door is another thing.
你去他家可能是因为你得罪他。
You may be going because of
你又跟他和好。
You want to be reconciled.
但他可能不接受。
But that person may not agree. May not accept.
但神接不接受我们呢？
But would God accept us?
感谢神。
Praise Lord.
他说什么？
What does he say here?
他说耶稣就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
He says he gave the right to become children of God.
Hallelujah, 太好了。
Hallelujah, how good is that?
你看耶稣不只是接受你。
You're not just received.
他还赐给你一个特别的权柄。
He gave the right, a very special privilege.
做神的儿女。
To become children of God.
既然成为神的儿女。
Being children of God.
那我可以去哪里啊?
Then I can.
我可以去神的家。
I can go to the house of the Father.
我可以住在神的家里。
I can dwell in the Father's house.
因为我是儿女，我就有这个权利可以住在家里。
Have this privilege to dwell in the house of the Father as a child.
所以你看今天
，So today，
有些年轻人
，So many young people，
长大了
，When they grow up，
他们离家出走
，They leave the homes。
不是父母夺走了他们住在家里的权利啊
，Not that the parents cast them away。
是他们自己放弃这个权利出去的。
They give up the privilege of being able to live at home。
当等出到外面了
，But when they're outside wandering，
撞破头了
，When they face mishaps，
还是跑回家里来
，To come back home。
你看爸爸妈妈还是把他接纳进来。
And the parents still receive them。
因为你只有是儿女
，Because as long as you are a child，
你就有权利可以住在父亲的家里。
You have the privilege。To dwell in the house of the Father.
所以我们看见神一相信耶稣。
So when those believe in Jesus,
耶稣赐给你一个特别的权利。
And Jesus will give you a privilege.
做神的儿女。
To become the child of God.
你现在可以住在神的家里。
Now you can live in the house of God.
而且告诉我们。
And he also says.
说这些人不是从血气生的。
These people were not born of blood.
不是从情欲生的。
Nor the will of the flesh.
也不是从人意生的。
Nor the will of man.
因为如果是从血气生的。
Because if that's the case.
就是我一时的冲动。
I can be impulsive.
我听这个道理好像有道理。
I've heard the message.
那我就接受了。
I received the message.
不是的。
And that's not the case.
你如果只是接受道理。
If you're just receiving some doctrine.
你还不是神的儿女。
You're not yet a child of God.
你说是我是情欲哇被感动太伤心了刚才讲的故事太感人了
And it's because of the will of the flesh you're just emotionally touched
我也愿意
You're touched and you want to become a Christian
如果只是感情情感被感动
And if you're just emotionally touched
你也做不了神的儿女
You're not a child of God
如果是人的意识
Or the will of man
爸爸妈妈叫我带来教堂
My parents want me to come
你要上体育学
You want me to come to Sunday school?
你听老师
and listen to the teachers.
老师是你们认罪悔改
The teacher asks you to repent.
我就听老师说 okay. 哦这样讲我就这么做
Okay, I listen to the teacher. Okay, I repent.
出于人的意识
If it's the will of man,
你不是神的儿女
That doesn't work.
那这里告诉我们
Here it says,
从神生的
They are born of God.
是神自己的工作
It's the work of God.
你看见吗
Do you understand?
你看见耶稣为你做成的一切
Do you see what Jesus has accomplished for you?
你真心的到神面前来
Have you sincerely come before him?
承认接受他为你做的一切
To confess and accept what he has done for you
当神看见你的心
When God sees your heart
神就把这个做到儿女的权柄赐给你
God will give the right in thisprivilege to be his child
人能成为神的儿女
when men become the child of God
是神的工作
this is the work of God
是出于神的
this is from God
是神所做的
this is his work
那么你说现在一切是神做的那我该做什么呢
let me ask oh God has done everything so what can I do what should I do
像刚才告诉你的
as I've just mentioned
我们只能承认神为我们所做的一切
and accept what he has done for us
那该怎么样来承认呢
how shall we confess him
圣经有没有教我们该怎么去承认呢
is the passage telling us how we can confess
有
there is one
圣经教导我们该怎么去承认
the Bible shows us how we can receive him
在罗马书第十章
in Romans the book of Romans chapter 10
第八节到十三节
verses 8 to 13
罗马书第十章八节到十三节
the book of Romans chapter 8 sorry chapter 10 8 to 13
你想知道的答案几千年前神已经为你预备了
the answer is given for you in the Bible 2000 years ago
第八节他说
Verse 8
他到底说什么呢就是他说这道离你不远正在你口里在你心里就是我们所传信主的道你若口里
认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。因为经上记着说，凡信他的必不至于羞愧。
Verse 8. But what does this say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. And the scripture says, everyone who believes in him shall not be put to shame.
你说神离人远不远？
Is God far from you?
你说他如果离我这么远，他能够听见我的祷告吗？
If God is so far up in heaven, can he hear your prayer?
他这里说这道离你不远。
He says it's not far from you.
人要到神的面前有一个捷径。
There's a path to God.
神为人预备了这个捷径。
God has prepared a shortcut.
因为圣经上告诉我们，
Because the Bible is telling us,
神是检查人心的神。
God examines our hearts.
你看不见神，
You cannot see him.
神看得见你，
But he can see you.
你不明白神的心，
You may not understand his heart.
神会要清楚你的心，
But he knows your heart.
你说这不是太好了吗？
Isn't that good?
是的。
Yeah.
神为我们预备的福音就是这么好。
God has prepared such a good news.
他说在你口里，在你心里。
It's in your mouth and in your heart.
因为神检查你的心。
Because God examines your heart.
所以他说你若口里认耶稣为主，为你的救主。
So if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord,
就是承认耶稣是为你而死。
That you confess that he died for you,
他是你的代替。
He's your substitute.
你心里也相信神叫他从死里复活。
And you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
为什么要信他从死里复活呢？
Why will you believe in that?
因为耶稣若没有复活，
Because if he didn't rise from the dead,
那么就证明耶稣还是在审判之下。
That means God was also judging Jesus.
审判还没有结束。
And the judgment hasn't been completed.
但耶稣的复活就告诉我们，
But his resurrection is telling us one thing.
审判过去了，
Judgment is over.
现在乃是新的开始，
There's a new beginning.
所以你信耶稣从死里复活，
so、
你就信审判已经过去了。
If you believe in his resurrection, you know that there is a new start.
神一切对罪的审判已经落在耶稣的身上。
All the punishment and judgment of God towards sin has been taken by Jesus alone.
耶稣替你偿清罪债。
God has paid the debt for you.
所以他复活了。
Therefore, Jesus rose from the dead.
死亡没有能力来捆绑他。
Death has no power to constrain him.
圣经说，
The Bible says,
你若信耶稣复活，
If you believe that he rose from the dead,
就可以得救。
You will be saved.
因为，
Because,
十三节说，
Verse 13,
凡求告主名的就必得救。
Verse 13, For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
检查人心的神，
God sees our hearts.
他不只知道你心里已经信了，
He knows that you have believed in him.
他也听见你口里的承认，
And he hears your confession.
周围的人也听见你口里的承认，
And the people around you witness that.
口里的承认是见证你心里所信的。
Your confession by mouth is pointing to your faith in the heart.
我们的把握在哪里呢？
And our assurance is.
你说我怎么知道我口里承认心里相就必定得救呢？
You may ask, how do you know that? When I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, then I will be saved.
神赐给我们一个把握。
God gives us an assurance.
在约翰一书
In 1 John,
神把这样的把握赐给我们。
God is giving us the assurance.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
第八节到第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
约翰一书第八节到第九节。
First John chapter 1, verses 8 to 9.
这里说，我们若说自己无罪，并是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
你这里自己圣经很好理解。
This is easy to understand.
我们说自己无罪。
If we say that we have no sin.
他是说，那就说，就像第十节那里说，就以神为说谎的。
Like verse 10, that we say that God is a liar.
那谁是可信呢？
Who's more
trustworthy? 是你还是神呢？
You or God?
所以这里说，我们若说自己无罪，是自欺。
Therefore it says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
那自欺很可怕的。
This is not good to be deceptive.
因为一个自欺的人。
Because when one person is deceptive.
连醒悟过来的机会都没有了。
They have no chance to wake up.
因为他把自己都骗了。
Because they deceive themselves.
非常可怕。
This is so sad.
所以千万不要落到这样的光景。
So this is so pitiable.
第九节说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
But verse 9 says, if we confess our sins,He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们怎么知道神是信实的？
How do we know that God is trustworthy?
你如果不看圣经，
If you don't read the Bible,
你看历史，你知道神的信实了。
But from history, you know that He's trustworthy.
历史都记载着神，这个人类的历史所记载下来的，都想到神的作为。
The history is telling us God is working throughout human history.
圣经里面的预言
The promises of prophecies in the Bible
都一个一个应验了
Fulfilled one by one
所以你从这一切你看到神是信实的
From all these you know that God is trustworthy
神说的话不落空
What he says will come to pass
神说到做到
What he says he will do
这里还说神是公义的
He says God is righteous
今天
Today
我们知道我们这个法律的系统
We know that under the legal system
本来应该是很公平公义的
There should be justice and righteousness
但是还有很多人被冤枉
But there are loopholes
因此证据缺乏
Because of the lack of proof
所以今天法律讨厌的一个地方就是
So one thing lacking in law
你要证明自己是无辜无罪的
If you have to prove your innocence
那如果缺乏证据
If there's no proof,
你证明不了自己是无辜的
If you cannot prove your innocence,
你虽然是被冤枉
you might be mistreated,
你还是下进监牢
you may be jailed,
但神不是这样
But God doesn't do that,
因为我们刚才讲
Because we've just mentioned,
神鉴察人心
God sees our hearts,
神有一个案卷
God has his books,
神知道神所做所行的每一件事
God knows all that you have said and done
神不能撒谎
God is not a liar
所以我们看见神的信实和公义
Therefore his faithfulness and righteousness
是可靠的
is solid
我们不用为神担心啊
We don't have to worry
你不用担心神不信实神不公义啊
Don't worry that he's not faithful or righteous
你该当定是自己。
We should be concerned about ourselves.
你该问自己。
We should ask ourselves.
你肯认自己的罪吗
？Are you willing to confess your sin?
这才是你该当心的事情。
That should be your concern.
你愿意诚心的到神面前来吗
？Are you willing to come before him humbly, sincerely?
因为不只是口里承认。
It's not just confessing by the mouth.
还有心里相信。
But also believing in the heart.
你若认自己的罪。
If you confess your sin.
神是信实的。
God is faithful and righteous.
是公义的。
He's just to forgive.
他必有赦免你一切的罪的过犯。
He forgive us from all our sins.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
神不愿有一人沉沦。
God doesn't want one to perish.
神愿人人都悔改。
But all to repent.
今天人不必沉沦了。
We can be escaped. We can be spared from perishing.
因为神为你预备了拯救的路。
Because He's prepared the way of salvation for you.
预备了救主耶稣基督。
And He's prepared the Savior, our Lord Jesus.
神也给你悔改的机会。
God has given an opportunity for you to repent.
您若愿意悔改，
If you want to repent,
到耶稣这里来，
and come before Jesus,
把你自己交给他，
commit yourself to Him,
把耶稣接到你心里来，
receive Jesus in your heart,
把他做一个交换，
do an exchange with Him,
你就不至灭亡，
then you will not perish,
放得永生，
but have life eternal.
愿神祝福他的话，
May the Lord bless His word.
我们祷告，
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Our Lord Jesus, we thank you.
感谢你这么的爱我们。
Thank you for your love.
你爱我们爱到一个地步。
Thank you for your love to an extent that.
但愿意将自己的命都给了我们。
That you gave your life for us.
成为我们的代替。
To be our substitute.
你是义人，代替我们是不义的人。
You're the righteous who took our unrighteousness.
将我们领到神的面前。
They can bring us before God.
因为你已经为我们成就了一切的救赎。
Because you have accomplished salvation.
因你的死，你的复活。
Because of your death and resurrection,
我们的罪可以得赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
感谢你又赐给我们悔改的机会。
We thank you for the chance to repent.
今天我们离你这么的近。
That today we are so close to you.
我们只有心里相信接受你。
When we believe in our hearts and we receive you.
口里承认你。
And confess with our mouths.
你就赐给我们权柄做神的儿女。
That you give the right to become children of God.
就我们不止沉沦，
that we shall not perish,
而成为神家里的人，
but become children in
与神同住，永远的同住，
and we can dwell with God forever.
哦，天父啊，求你垂听我们的祷告。
Heavenly Father, hear our prayers.
祝福在这里的每个人。
Bless each one that's here.
愿他们能够抓住这个机会，
they will grab the opportunity,
来相信接受，
to believe and receive you,
得到这上好的福分，
and to receive the best blessing.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And I pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.